I can hear you all now. Cross car calling Karen, how's things?
As we are currently in unprecedented regarding to the conduct of this meeting, I would ensure that mobile telephones are turned off to the side and the mobile devices so recorded is not permitted. The public should not speak during the meeting during the excuse for the question of individual items. Members of the public and friends must refrain from making noise necessarily during the meeting, and anyone found to do so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I remind members of the obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in an item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or meet before the items assess an item of business at page 2. Members with an interest membership leave the meeting by hanging up on the call from the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except for council is considering any exam matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comment when they are at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in assisted. At this stage, you are moved to your microphone to speak or click the button on the available microphone if you are physically in the meeting room. Members should ensure the camera is on when speaking. Cameras should also be switched on when the vote is being taken. I remind members as proposed, the first member having indicated through the IAS on B become the proposer, and the second member having become the secretary. The chairperson will ask the proposer and the secretary in turn to unmute and indicate vocally that they are proposing and accepting the decision. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the IAM feature so that we are aware of this is an active decision that does not indicate any connectivity problems. So members, we're just going now with the
Members, is that a better stream quality? Sorry for the delay. If you have any issues, can you please put it up on the messenger? Thank you. So I'm going to move on then to the action sheet. So I'll just go through each one if anybody's any issues. Page one. Page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. Page six. Page seven. Page eight. Page nine. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. I'll bring in Councillor Andrews for page 3.
Well, thank you very much, Chair, and I can hear you loud and clear here in Sunny Crossgar, or not Sunny Crossgar, but Good Crossgar. And listen to the Ban the Hinch, is there any update on progress so far? Thanks very much, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. There hasn't been much development in that so far, Councillor. I'm not sure if Janine is still hearing us. I think she was having a problem with sound there. I don't know if that's better, Janine. But if the councillor's happy, we'll give you an update in the next week or so, if that's all.
Through the chair, Michael, that's fine. Thank you very much.
Item number four is our notice of motion. I'd like to call on Councillor Brown.
Sorry, Chair, can we just have a proposer and seconder for the action sheet, please?
Sorry, can I have a proposer and seconder for the action sheet? Councillor Casey.
Already typed in.
And Councillor Sharvin. Thank you, Councillors. Item four is the notice of motion on the wheelchair beach access. Can I call on Councillor Brown?
Yeah, thanks, sir. My wife here. Look, I note the update there from the officers, so I don't actually have any substantive comments to make in regard to the motion. I'll wait and see the outcome of that report. I would ask officers just why it had taken so long to get a work back that would begin to outline how we might go about wheelchair access on Newcastle Beach and possibly other locations. It is my understanding that in other parts of the district. So we just wanted to query that. But I welcome the report whenever it does come in more detail to this committee. And I'll come along next month, hopefully, perhaps to discuss it in more detail.
Yeah, could I ask you, Councillor Brown, to read out the motion just for our records, please?
Oh, yeah. No problem, Chair. Bring it up here. Sorry, I thought I'd already done that at the full council. I didn't realise it had to be done. So notice of motion reads as follows. This council supports accessibility for all the residents and notes the lack of accessibility onto beaches for those in wheelchairs in the Newry-Mourne and Down area. Therefore, council will trial the provision of beach wheelchairs, floating wheelchairs and beach access matting on Newcastle Beach with the intention of expanding to other beach areas in due course.
Thank you. Mr. Brown, have you a seconder for that motion?
Yes, Councillor Lewis is seconding.
Yeah, thank you. And your comments when you're done. Thank you. Item.
Sorry. I've got to put a view in.
Councillor Hart.
Can I just say it? Sinn Féin support the motion on accessibility onto beaches, the provision of beach wheelchairs, floating wheelchairs and beach access matting. We would ask that thought be given to people in wheelchairs who have no mobility whatsoever. We do know that there is a consultation ongoing at the moment on changing places, and I feel that before we would implement provision of the wheelchairs, etc., that changing places, trial needs to be ongoing wherever this provision is made, because not everybody in a wheelchair is mobile, so therefore they need housing, etc. So there wouldn't be much point in having beach wheelchairs, floating wheelchairs, if we have no facilities for these people to be able to get in or have access to these wheelchairs. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hart. Apologies to Councillor Sharvin and Trainer. I've noticed that you're looking to question in on this, so I'll call Councillor Gareth Sharvin.
Yeah, no, Chair, you're okay. Valerie did have her light on, so it was all right.
Sorry, this is Councillor Finlay here. I was in before any of them, but I'll allow Councillor Sharvin to go ahead, Chair.
No, Charlie, if I wouldn't have you talking about me, you can go first. You did have a question there.
It was the question and the P. It was confused of Charlie there, so you want to go on ahead.
Well, yes, thanks, Jarn, and Gareth, thanks for giving way there. I do support the merits of the motion. This issue has been raised with me by a number of people throughout the summer it just passed there, but my only concern would be if we are in effect here proposing a pilot project, I would have thought at the minimum or two blue flag beaches in Torella and Cromfield would have been surely up for consideration as well. Ultimately, I would like to see this rolled out in Warren Point eventually as well. But the issue about the beach mats and having that, I suppose, the experience of the less able people to get onto the beach and enjoy just that same thrill as other people have when they feel the sand on their toes. We should be doing whatever we can there to facilitate that. And I also sent photographs throughout the summer, and I think this may well be included in Patrick's proposal. It was about these types of wheelchairs that actually can take the less abled people into the water. Again, sure, to enjoy the same experiences as normal ability people take for granted. So I would ask Patrick to consider opening this out to include Torella and Cromfield at this stage and Warren Point shortly thereafter if it's a success. I would actually propose that, Chair, if Patrick's happy to accept that.
Yeah. So, Brian, happy?
Yep, Chair. I'm happy to. It's my understanding from discussions with officers before bringing this motion that there was a bit of work done around Cranfield already, which is why I'm quite keen to see a report before speaking to it, just to see what work has already gone on. But I would fully support Jarlath's comments there. And yes, certainly Torella and Cranfield make a lot of sense, but I'd love to see it and more point down his direction too.
Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, thanks, Chair, and it was quite similar to Councillor Tinley. As a councillor who has had some mobility challenges over the last couple of years, trying to get on to some of our local beaches certainly has been a challenge personally for me, and I wanted to highlight particularly Torella, as Councillor Tinley has done, but also the likes of Caliph, Killock and Rosslass Minerstown. Particularly Caliph, where it's quite steep, you know, that you're trying to get down, and at one point I had to abandon and turn the other way. Whereas we have a prime example not far from the director's house of Ballyhornan of a lovely footpath that leads you right down onto the beach, that certainly makes it more possible for those less able. So, Chair, I'm happy to accept that Torella and Cranfield is included, but I would like to understand within the report how long the pilot will be, if the pilot is successful, where will the next beaches be. As I say, I certainly would be keen to see the likes of Caliph, Clock, Rosslass included in phase two of that. And it's also how we provide the access. So it's great having the beach wheelchairs and the floating wheelchairs and the access mat and on to particular beaches, but actually some of the beaches that are in question need a ramp, you know, that is more sustainable and is more coping for those that need it. So more than happy to support it.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. Councillor Trainer?
Yes, and I think as my colleague said, you know, the SDLP fully support the merit of the motion here. I was going to ask a question at the action seat stage, but I thought better of it because obviously item four was the notice of motion that came from council. But I suppose if we go back to the action sheet and you looked on the action sheet, there is a standing item that has been sitting on this committee for the last 2 years. Notice of motion was brought in 2019, September, by Councillor Willie Clark and Councillor Barry Murray in relation to the May Murray Foundation and seeking access onto Newcastle Beach. And I know that there's been a lot of discussions, I suppose, as far as officers go and others and outside bodies. And this committee has seen a number of reports, but we've had nothing since February. We're now in September, and I suppose had reports been coming sooner, Councillor Lewis and Councillor Brown may not have had to resort to putting the notice of motion in. So it's just trying to figure out, you know, what sort of timeframes are we looking at now for future evidence and future reports being brought to the committee? As I say, we had sat as a committee from February to now with no update, and this has been a standing issue. So it's just really trying to make sure that we have timeframes for reports coming back to this committee in the future now. I know we have one that will come now next month, and I look forward to that. But you know, after that, we need to be making sure things are coming back timely, because these are issues that that matter to our constituents. These are issues that are especially around accessibility. There should be no area in this district which could be made accessible, not being accessible for people. So that would be my only call at the minute, Chair, that, you know, in the future, we try and bring reports back timely from officers. And I know that, obviously, AHC, a number of our beaches sit within ERT. The other question I would maybe have is AHC the proper vehicle for this? Or, you know, should this not be taken through AHC or ERT, given that they have responsibility for our beaches? Just a lot of concerns around the fact that, you know, there's interdepartmental meetings that are taking place, and, you know, is this the right department that needs to be leading on it, or is there a more fitting department that should be leading on it? That's from me, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Barrett?
Chair, just, I think everybody's made very valid points here in this, and yeah, we did bring a motion here in 2019, a similar sort of a motion that probably would have liked to see being progressed quicker down through the couple of years. But just to reinforce the point that Councillor Hart was making with regards to, there's different types of wheelchair users, and there's some wheelchair users will be able to use a ramp to access the beach and be able to get themselves into a different wheelchair to access and a different wheelchair again to get in the water. But the point was very well made, I thought, by Councillor Hart, where there's a wheelchair user who's unable to get themselves out of a wheelchair, that the hoist is going to become vital, that changing facilities are going to become vital, or else does the person turn up in their swimming gear and go home in their swimming gear, or, you know, it's that type of thing. So I think, I'm not sure if Councillor Hart requested an amendment, but if this could be, if Patrick was happy to amend this, I think it's a very common sense approach that it should sort of run side by side with the changing places strategy that's being rolled out anyway, so that if you're going to pick one site first for a pilot project, do them both, do the through the toilet strategy, have the changing place with the hoist at the same place that you're going to run the pilot project for the access. If Patrick's happy with that, I think it's common sense.
Councillor Brown, are you happy with that?
What exactly would the wording change to then under Barrett's amendment? I'm just thinking, you know, there are a number of beaches that we've mentioned here that wouldn't necessarily have the capacity for changing faces toilets, although, you know, certainly would welcome that. I just want some clarity around how he's integrating his wording in with
code. I think, Chair, as simply as possible, you know, if it reads, I don't have it in front here because I'm on this here, but let me see, if it read, therefore council will trial the provision of beach wheelchairs, floating wheelchairs and beach access matting on Newcastle Beach in conjunction with the rolling out of the toilet strategy and the changing places scheme, something like that, and then work with officers to try and make the two of them happen at the one time as quickly as possible. What do you think, Patrick?
Councillor Brown?
I think, yeah, we can see what the officers come back with in the report. I would just be worried about, you know, time change in places holding back this initiative. Hopefully that won't be the case. But yeah, absolutely. You know, if officers want to go and look at
Thank you, Councillor Ring. So we're moving on then to thank you, Councillor McAvoy, stepping in the amendment.
Sorry, Chair. I take it we're including Cranfield and Trella as Councillor Tenley proposed and was accepted by Councillor.
Yes, that was just to be added on to that was agreed just before Barra came in. Item 5 then is the District Electoral DEA Forums update report.
Sorry, Chair. I didn't actually get an answer to the question as to whether or not this is the right committee for it to be progressing the beaches. Maybe if that could be addressed, sorry.
That's Michael to come in and not, sorry, Councillor Trainer.
Okay, thank you, Chair. At the minute, I am chairing a cross-departmental working group that looks at this because there are three departments involved. This committee is responsible for community beaches, so the likes of Ballyhornan, which was mentioned, for example, and others. The ERT committee is responsible for the Blue Flag beaches, for the beach at Cranfield, the one at Torella, the beach at Newcastle. So those sorts of beaches cut across the two departments. The other issue then is neighbourhood services are responsible for the changing places facilities and the public toilets and so on, and they are responsible for the toilet strategy. So I suppose in answer to your question, there's no one committee that is solely responsible. So I'm content that it remains here and that I try and liaise with the other two departments. That makes things a bit more problematic because obviously we can only run at the speed of the other departments, you know, the neighbourhood services toilet strategy, which has been long running, gives us issues in terms of having change in places facilities that allow us to fulfil the council's request. Members will be aware that previous reports from this, we had the May Murray Foundation come out and have a look at Newcastle Beach. They had a number of concerns, the prime one being that there was no changing places facility there. Secondly, the pebbles on the beach, which are almost boulders in some cases, make access across the beach very difficult. Storms in the autumn and winter then make it very difficult to have any kind of permanent access because it would probably be destroyed at that stage. So there are a number of issues in particular with Newcastle Beach. But we will try and tease all this out for you in the report that comes back. I appreciate there's been a lot of time passed in between, but we still don't have that changing places facility. The Newcastle Centre was closed for a large part of the last 2 years anyway, and obviously the COVID restrictions meant that it was quite difficult, given officers' focus on COVID and other things, to deal with it. The other issue you'll know is we've recently agreed to knock down that back half of that building and redevelop a new building there, which is a great news story for the people in the Newcastle and wider area. But that also gives us limitations in terms of what can be stored in that building. So it's not as straightforward, Chair. I don't want to rehearse what's going to be in the report next month right now, but that gives you a flavour of the sorts of issues we're dealing with. I know that the ERT committee are actively looking. I mean, Cranfield, for example, has disability access and all of the things that have been discussed. They're actively looking at Torella to see what can be done there. The Torella one might be a quick win. Newcastle seems to be much more problematic. Some of the community beaches, Chair, are quite difficult as well. If I think of Ballyhornan, which I know very well, obviously, as the councillors mentioned, quite a lot of high tides there that come up and cover all of the sand at periods. So whatever's put out would need to be brought back in again. Where is it stored? In that particular area, there's no council facility other than the public toilets. How do people get access to it? You know, there's a lot of issues around that. And it's not that we're dragging our feet on it. It's just these are complicated issues. It's not easy to see how they can be addressed without some major investment in the toilet facilities up there. If there was a store on the side of that, for example, and maybe radar keys to get access to it, that might work. But look, we'll try and bring a detailed report back to you next month. I'll try and get updates from the other two departments on that.
Happy enough, Councillor Chin? Yeah, thanks. Sorry, we'll just move on then to item five, which is our DEA forum updates report. Janine?
Yes, Chair, that's me. And apologies, I lost connection at the start of the meeting. Members, this is our monthly DEA report. The overview report is included within your papers. It details some of the activities going on within the DEAs, including suicide prevention initiatives, mental health programs for men and teenagers, programs for adult carers and building resilience. So it's providing us with an overview, a snapshot of DEA activity, but the report also seeks approval for the actions arising for DEA fours in Downpatrick, Crotlieve and Newry. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Janine. Councillor Casey.
Thank you, Chair. It's Newry DEA update for the action sheet. It's at the Killeavy Road kickabout, and it says that the outdoor leisure services are to produce, provide an update on the future of that particular kickabout, because I know there have been a number of meetings with Midway FC and residents of that area, but I'd be keen to see it, that report coming as quickly as possible, because people have a lot of vested interest to see what happens there. Could that be done with some urgency if it hasn't already been done?
Yes, sir. Yes, Chair, I liaise with Paul and try and get a report back as soon as possible.
Thank you. Can I have a proposer and seconder then for item five?
Post Chair.
Councillor Casey. The seconder. Councillor Traynor. Thank you. We're moving on then to item six on the agenda, which is the support for Glasgow.
Again, it's on the Newry DEA one. It's the extension of Monk's Hill Graveyard. It's to recommend the council consider installing fencing between the new part of the graveyard and the Blackthorns housing development. It would just be that the proper fencing is put in place, because after all, this is a highly populated housing estate, and this graveyard is going to be practically in the back garden of some of those houses along the perimeter.
Thank you, Councillor Hart.
We'll pass that on to Neighbourhood Services.
That'll be passed on to Neighbourhood Services. Item six then is the support for Glasgow Declaration of Sustainability. That's Sheena.
Thanks, Chair. So Council has been asked to sign the Glasgow Food and Climate Declaration in the lead up to the UN Climate Change Conference COP26, which takes place in Glasgow in November of this year. The declaration has been developed to highlight opportunities to address both the climate and the nature emergencies and other social issues through a more sustainable approach to food. This declaration complements work that Council is currently undertaking through the Sustainable Food Places programme, where we're commencing working with key partners across the district to tackle environmental, social and economic food issues such as diet-related ill health, food poverty, supporting local food economy and food tourism opportunities. And the recommendation is that the committee agree to sign the Glasgow Food and Climate Declaration. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Sheena, for that. I see on my message here that it has been proposed by Councillor McMurray and seconded by Barra. Any other issues in that? Okay, we'll call then item seven on the agenda. There was an issue that Michael had highlighted at the beginning of the meeting. Are councillors happy enough to propose and second item seven?
Chair, are you happy for me to present?
Yes,
So this paper relates to a plan being developed by DERA to eliminate plastic pollution in Northern Ireland, and they've issued a call for evidence from different stakeholders and members of the public seeking input on a number of matters. So really what the plan should consider key issues, examples and evidence of action that's being taken to reduce plastic pollution, and also looking for people to put forward good practice or case studies from other areas which have successfully tackled this problem. The response is due to be submitted to DERA by the 1st of October. So the recommendation is that committee agree to submit the attached response. Thank you, Chair.
Can I call for a proposer and seconder for that? Councillor Traynor and Councillor Lewis, thank you. Councillor McMurray.
thank you, Chair. Had a brief read through the document there that was circulated. I suppose it's a question to the director there, really, in regards. We have, we have had proposals and motions brought through regarding single-use plastics with use within council buildings. We've had proposals for single-use plastics when it comes to tenders for providing. But I'm just wondering, I as an outdoor instructor who is regularly outside, as the name suggests, is there something that can be done with regards to the licenses that we have that allow for fast food provision, that allows for the provision of takeaways? Because, quite simply, it's not the fault of the tender providing the service. But that said, there is a strong correlation between where there is a takeaway coffee service, an outdoor beauty spot, and copious amounts of coffee cups left behind. I'm just wondering, is there something that, again, we talk about it in this, but is there stuff that can be tangibly done in order to sort of, again, it's not the tender's fault. Certainly, they're just providing the service, but, can we help nudge to sort of cut down on this waste? Thank you, Chair.
Chair, Sheena may well want to come in on the work she's doing on single-use plastics as well, but in terms of the tenders, it might be an issue more of enforcement in the example that perhaps the councillor pointed out there. I'm sure that the tenders do insist that the tenderer needs to keep the area clean and needs to provide bins and all to take the rubbish away. Certainly something I can check out. It's certainly something we can beef up, and I know that the Sustainability and Climate Change Forum have been looking at this whole issue. And I don't know, Chair, if Sheena wants to come back in again.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah.
So, Councillor McMurray, I suppose just to add on what Michael has mentioned there, the council has an officer single-use plastics working group, which is represented by a number of council departments. And I know it's something we've talked about with the event staff and also those member staff who work maybe across council sites, say, for example, Lexus, Kilbroney, or sites that maybe have mobile vendors, say, Gullion, etc. So it is something we have identified as an issue and something that we're keen to progress with. And I suppose the other thing is we can look to other councils through there's a tackling plastic NI group where local authorities share best practice and ideas and suggestions. So it's something that we can raise there as well to see what other areas or other kind of projects that have worked.
I see Councillor Andrews has a comment to make.
First of all, thanks very much. And it is a very interesting topic. It's very much relevant these times. It's about plastic pollution. And maybe, Shana, if you get in touch with the likes of APSI. I know in the National Association of Councillors, 2 or 3 years ago, we had a very interesting presentation on waste management. And actually, one of the, especially what struck me, one of the innovative ideas used was the legs of a large fish, which made it sort of like a cage for them. And this encouraged people to drop their litter and everything and recyclables into that. And it was amazing how much a success that it was. And, it probably would be an idea to tap APSI and also the likes of the National Association of Councillors, amongst others, on they'd be able to give you sort of an in-depth analysis on how other councils and authorities are dealing with the plastics and any of the environmental organisations as well.
Thank you.
But again, I welcome the efforts that this council is making in dealing with such a prevalent problem, because I remember representing the chair of council at Shane's Castle over 2 years ago at Loch Nye, and the amount of plastic bottles and plastics and everything that was coming into the foreshore was unbelievable, and it was quite scary. Like, if that was Loch Nye or whatever, you know, but where else? It just was quite scary and frightening, and I think education is the key here too. So thanks very much.
Thanks, Councillor Andrews. So we do have a proposer in Councillor Traynor and seconded by Councillor Lewis. We'll move on then to item 8 on our agenda, which is the consultation on peatland strategy. And it's back over to you then, Sheena.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. So Council has been asked to respond to the consultation on the Northern Ireland peatland strategy 2021-2040. And the strategy really identifies the ecosystem services that are provided by healthy peatlands, including climate regulation and adaptation, biodiversity and good water quality, amongst others. The strategy proposes 6 strategic objectives relating to conserving and restoring peatlands, knowledge sharing, research, communication and education, funding and governance. The recommendation is that the committee agree to return the attached response. And it's just to add that the response was submitted by the required date, which was the 1st of September, but on the proviso that it was subject to council approval. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Sheena. I see Councillor Tinley has a question there.
Yeah, I have, Chairperson. Thank you for that. Sheena, thanks for that. Can you tell me the strategic objectives 1, 2 and 3, we are seem to be against them, but we are for the remaining objectives. Am I reading that correctly?
I think it's, Councillor Tinley, that we would like them to be stronger in terms of go a bit further in terms of protection is really what the gist of the initial, as you say, the strategic objectives 1 and 2, which are about conserving and then peatland restoration. So we want them to be just push a bit more in terms of controls that they require.
But how... Sheena, I don't, forgive me, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but how was that decision reached at, and why was that additional detail not included in them boxes there? Because obviously we're being asked here to approve something, do you know?
I think, Councillor Tinley, it's an online template which doesn't give lots of scope in terms of space for comment, and sometimes it'll allow free fails, or you can submit your response by email. If you or the committee agree, we can look at it further and maybe add in a request that we can email in an additional response. But just by the nature of this consultation response template that DR are using online, that's why there's, as you say, limited scope for free field text.
No, I, Chairperson, I'm not by any means suggesting that Sheena has got this wrong. I'm just actually looking for an explanation in layman's terms as to why we have taken the decisions we've taken, but I'm happy enough to give way to Sheena's expertise in this, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Tinley. I have a proposal in Barra and seconded by Councillor Andrew McMurray. Any other comments? Nope. Thank you. Item 9 on the agenda is to go into committee. Number 9 and 15 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information in relation to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may be resolution to be excluded during the item of business. Can I call then on our proposer and seconder to go into closed session? And we've given ample time for anybody to rejoin. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 9, Active and Healthy Community Scheme for Delegation Report. It was agreed on proposal of Councillor Casey, seconded by Councillor Barr. Omar, I can never think of your second name. Okay, thank you. To note the Active and Healthy Community Scheme of the Delegation Report and Attachments. Item 10, the request of support the Stainfield Community Centre and Windmill Field. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Walker, seconded by Councillor McMurray, to consider the request from the group to support their application in to the Heritage Lottery Scheme and the project generally, and that the Council refer to the group to the Council Financial Assistance Programme. Item 11 on the agenda, the Marine Litter Capital Grant Scheme. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Walker, that the Council apply to the Marine Litter Capital Grant Programme for the programmes as detailed within the report. Item 12, Leisure COVID-19 Reopening Plan. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Barr O'Mara, seconded by Councillor Walker, to approve all indoor leisure facilities to reopen as their per the COVID-19 Leisure Reopening Plan as outlined in Appendix 1. Item 13, number 16, the Square in Restrever. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Tinley, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, to note the report and approve the additional £75,400 to be added to the capital programme to deliver the project. Item 14, Expression of Interest, Stainfield Community Centre to the Community Engagement. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Walker, seconded by Councillor McMurray, to approve the recommendations as set out in Section 2.4 of the report. Item 15, Piece 4, it was agreed on proposal of Barra, seconded by Councillor Casey, to approve the recommendations of the Piece 4 Partnership as set out in Section 2.3 of the report. Councillors, that concludes tonight's meeting, and for a long time I've been waiting to say everybody safe home. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair.